Simeon's aged eyes didn't look forward to death. No. They looked forward to life. The Holy Spirit himself had said, "Simeon, you will not die before you see the Lord's Christ." And so Simeon waited, looking forward to, eagerly expecting the Christ. In synagogue, he heard the promises that he would be stricken, smitten, and afflicted, and by his wounds we would be healed. Simeon rejoiced as he heard the promise to Adam and Eve that one would come to crush the head of the serpent, even as the serpent would strike his heel. He heard the promise that those living in the land of darkness, to them a light will dawn. And Simeon waited. He waited as his friends grew up with him, as they got married, as they had children, as they died. And Simeon waited. He saw the brokenness of the world, the weeping women, the hurt children, the evil of men. He saw so many who lived in darkness. They needed light. He needed light. And he waited. He saw seasons come and go. The rains fall on the land, the crops come in. The word of the Lord remained, declaring what he saw with his own eyes. They needed salvation. They needed deliverance. And he waited. And then the Holy Spirit said to him, "Today, go to the temple." And so Simeon got up and went. And he saw the milling throng, so many people there, mothers and fathers and children, old men and old women, sheep by the flockful. And he saw them. There, that infant, just circumcised, squirming in discomfort, that was him. The one that Simeon had waited for so long. He pushed his way through the crowd to Mary and Joseph, and he took the child in his arms, and he praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for the revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel." And he handed the child back to the mother. And he looked at the mother and he said, "This child is destined to cause the rising and falling of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed. And a sword will pierce your own soul too." And Simeon walked away, rejoicing. And he told everyone he met, "The wait is over. The Christ has been born. Salvation has come to us. The light has dawned. The wait is over." Brothers and sisters, it's still Christmas. It's still the season of Christmas. It is still the season of rejoicing that God has kept his promise, that he has done what he has said, that a child has been born to us. The wait is over. Celebrate. And this story is true.